tucked in, because you are now in bed with Dr. Sue.
Welcome, my friends, to In Bed with Dr. Sue. I'm your host, Sue Storm, your fairy godmother of fetish, along with my co-host, Ashley Jill. Hello.
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 We have a very important show for you tonight. We have a bit of an echo. Turn the sound down on your computer.
Oh, do I have this on?
I tend to wonder. It just sounds echoey. I don't know. Who knows? It's probably coming from the fact that we're both sitting here and have headphones on. Anyways, ignore us. An intensely important show for you guys tonight. I know some people probably thought it was weird that I brought up the whole Me Too movement in a show on kink scams. It will become sadly apparent as we get further into the show. My hope is that maybe you can see what's going on for what it is and stop allowing this type of blatant cyber exploitation to simply stop by supporting them. Just don't even use these services. And remember, there's good people and there's bad people. I'm pointing out the bad people. I'm not saying that every single person doing everything on here is, you know, horrible. But the problem is the majority are. Now, if you're listening to see if I'm going to name names, tune out now. I'm not here to cause a huge controversy. I'm here to show you what I feel is a form of online exploitation that's under the guise of services. My opinion, guys, you don't have to buy it. I'll show you what I've been observing and have had confirmed. That's it. I'm not going to point fingers. You're smart people, as I said. I'll leave it for you to decide on some of what I'm going to discuss. Some of it I'm hoping will be common sense. But in the meantime, we need to start out the show with some shout-outs. One of the chief complaints I get from guys who love reading femdom stories is they're all written by men. I have to beg to differ with that. Personally, I think you guys just aren't looking hard enough because I know a lot of really good female femdom authors. Anyways, but a new and very yummy author has been brought to my attention, and now you guys can go play. Her name is Dreams Made Flesh, and she was introduced to me by our friend and femdom author, Edward Cantor. And if you haven't read Edward's stories, you are seriously missing out. Check him out on, what am I thinking of? Amazon. Why can't I think of that? A new and very, she's so amazing. She is, first of all, if you find her on Twitter, she's at, this is why I love her. Her Twitter handle is Oh My God, Adom. So OMGADOMME. She's a Toronto-based Dom who lives her craft. So she's not just telling stories. And she's a really good author of not just plain old femdom content. She's really, really good. She's also an artist and a photographer. And she has an hysterically funny, dry, sarcastic sense of humor. She's amazing. You're a moron if you don't slide over and have a peek. She's on Patreon. She has plans as low as $3 a month. Seriously, if you guys are that cheap, like, you don't deserve to go there anyways. So definitely check out on patreon.com. She's Dreams Made Flesh, and on Twitter at Oh My God Adom. Shout out to Lee, Michael, and Bear. Hi, Bear. We're glad you're home. Bear the dog is now home. We feel so much better now that he's feeling better and he gets to be home. Congrats goes out to Goddess Belladonna on her recent surgery. She's clear of cancer and more so has had a lovely time playing in the snow and is now taking out her frustrations on you once again. So hit her up at GBD content for sale on Twitter. Our thoughts go out to our dear friend, Mean Lady Madison. Mistress Madison's mom passed away unexpectedly on December the 4th. We love you and hope your heart heals quickly. A big thank you to everybody who contributed to her mom's funeral fund. Speaking of scams, don't get me going on funeral industry. That's a whole show in itself. I also want to send out our thoughts to August Ames, family and friends. Those of you who don't know who August Ames is, August is a was a porn star. She committed suicide on December the 5th. Unfortunately, from the looks of it, it had partially to do with online bullying from a comment that she made on Twitter about having to perform with crossover performers. Now, crossover performers in porn, for those of you who don't know, it just means that they will perform not just hetero. They're doing straight sex scenes, they're doing gay sex scenes, and they're doing transgender sex scenes. She was simply making a point that she didn't feel safe performing with crossover actors, which is, to be fair to the actors, is not true. Everyone gets tested the same way. Everybody who's on scene has to be clean. It's just that was her feeling. Unfortunately, she was attacked by a lot of gay performers, and this is one of the things that was said to her. The world is awaiting your apology or for you to swallow a cyanide pill. Either or, we'll take it. Well, guess what? She did. You guys got to learn to keep your mouth shut. If you don't like what someone's saying, stop being a troll. Don't be an asshole, because you don't know how damaged someone is. She was already dealing with depression and bipolar disorder, so she was already teetering on the edge. It doesn't take much to push someone over that edge. And we should, as sex workers, be coming together and taking care of each other, not shitting on each other like that. So we're very, very sorry that August had to go through that, because it's unnecessary and it's a loss of a life that really shouldn't have happened, to be quite honest. Anyways, we are going to go very quickly into some commercials, and when we come back, we will be diving into King Scams. We'll be right back.
You fool.
I know what you did. I have proof. I have pictures, and I have all of your information. You're going to pay me, or everyone's going to know. Think you can handle real blackmail from a real blackmail mistress? Go to www.blackmailfetish.com and find out. I know I'll see you there, and so will everyone else, unless you keep me happy.
You don't have the balls.
Essentially hypnotic, you can feel it already. Essentially hypnotic, you can feel it already. Are you ready to drop down to your knees at the feet of an alluring and sensual goddess? Do you dream dominated by a powerful domino? A domino that will take control of your secret desires and fetishes. Would you like to experience deep entrancement? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, visit me, Goddess B. Leah, at www.dominabrandilia.com, or visit my other media portals designed to titillate the senses at Hypnotic Leah on Twitter. So sensually hypnotic, you can feel it already. So sensually hypnotic, you can feel it.
What up, y'all? This is K2Cocky. You're in bed with Dr. Sue. Check out my latest mixtape, The Awful Truth, at cockavelli.bandcamp.com. That's Cockavelli with one L.
I pull up
and we're back, you guys. All right. I'm kind of sad to have to bring all this up in the first place. What I found really interesting was I was floating around on Twitter the last couple of days, and the Me Too movement has brought a lot to the surface. What I'm seeing, which is kind of sad, is some of the ladies are talking about it, and some of the other ladies are telling them it's Christmas, no one wants to hear about this depressing crap. I'm just going to let that hang because I don't even, I can't even respond to that. Just
when
keep
is ever
that.
The right time.
You know what I mean? Right? This is just my point. Like, there are no words. And the fact that women are saying that just, God. Right? That's, it's a crock in and of itself.
It is.
But
it's just a fucking day.
It is. So I'm going to start out by saying that I think that the movement to start fighting back against sexual assault and sexual harassment is about motherfucking time. You guys, if you've listened to the show, know that I am not a feminist. I have said quite openly that I think we still have a long way to go with regards to respecting each other as women. I think we need to stop the infighting before we can really move forward with anything else. And until we stop attacking each other, and yes, I'm guilty of that too. I own it. I'm not motherfucking Gandhi. If you push my buttons, I will go off. But until we start uplifting each other, this shit just keeps going on and on. I want to start off by saying thank you to all the African-American women who voted in the Alabama state election to elect Doug Jones. They were single-handedly the only reason he got put in. Thank you for sending yet another signal that this shit's not going to be tolerated. And you told Roy Moore to sit the fuck down, and I am truly thankful for that. I stand alongside the very brave men and women, both in the media spotlight and not, willing to come out and say they are no longer going to be silent. This was sent to me today by one of our Dom friends. Again, I'm not saying anyone, I'm not telling anybody anything. There's no names tonight, so don't bother going there. She just wanted this said because she's not ready to come out and tell her story. And you know what? She doesn't have to. Nobody has to come out and tell their story if they don't want to. But she wanted this said. I just know that women can be violated long after the act happens to them. They can be violated by people who were supposed to love and care for them. They can be violated by being told to be quiet, by being told it never happened, by being called a liar, by being told it's all they're good for, and by being forced to look at the person who did it to them as a child and questioned if they remembered. Women can be violated long after the act. And she's right. Of course they can. And we continue to have to deal with that. I'm a Me Too. On so many occasions, this is, I'm not doing that again, I'm not doing this for sympathy. I want you to, it's to point something out to you. I am a Me Too on so many occasions, I literally gave up when I tried to come up with the numbers. We have become a society that harbored this silence. And it doesn't matter how this shit finally hit the fan. It just matters that not only did someone throw the first feces, but that it continues to be thrown. I thank journalist Ronan Farrow, Mia's son. He himself has grown up with the atmosphere of pedophilia with Woody Allen, another vile person who's gotten away with exploiting children. It was, in my opinion, Ronan who lit the match on the first story on Harvey Weinstein, because he not only listened to these women, but he believed them. And believing is so important. My abuse started when I was about 5 and continued throughout my adult life in various forms. As a kid, I had a pervy uncle. Pervy uncle. So cliche, right? Like, pervy uncle, like, please. My father was a pedophile. I've been attacked and locked in a car until I gave my employer a kiss. At 5 years old, I was almost kidnapped walking home from school by a car full of men. That incident, I know, I would not have come home from. And so many more incidents, it would take forever to list them all. Luckily, I was a very smart and intuitive little girl who listened to her higher self in these times and more. I've been trapped in places unable to get out without using that same intuition to not just save my life, but the friends who were with me at the time. My point is, this shit has been going on for far too long. Much of what I've been through, I don't talk about, not because I'm ashamed, but quite honestly, until recently, I never thought of it as assault. Seriously, you heard that right. I never thought of all this, all these tiny ones that I went through, the smaller ones, as assault. As a female, I have become, I know Ash is the same way, so used to having to deal with this shit from such a young age, and all of us girls do, that it becomes second nature,
yep.
Like an automatic response. until I sat down and started going over my life to really see how many times I could say me too, I shocked myself. I couldn't believe it. And that's really what it is we get to this complacency. We've all become so used to dealing with male aggression on a daily basis that it becomes second nature. We know we're going to get catcalled. We know someone is going to make a pig comment somewhere at the very least. And we learn to brush it off. Oh, that's just dealing with men. And this is why it's gone on for so long. We've become numb to it. Made it as part of our daily routine. Same as brushing our fucking teeth. Becoming dominant for me became a survival instinct. But I wasn't always that way. And just because we're dominant, don't think for one minute that we don't get attacked. We just get more ninja with each attack. Those of us who took each hit, forged ahead, took each scar like a battle wound. We became dominant, or as some men would call us, bitches. Personally, I don't mind that term. But for every one of us who has climbed our way through this never-ending battle with this type of behavior, there is another woman or man who couldn't, who ended up with a needle in their arm or worse. What you're seeing culturally right now is everyone saying, no, wait.
Enough.
Yeah, this isn't right. We aren't supposed to say, oh, that's just men. What you're seeing is men and women saying, fuck this shit. Enough is enough. I'm seeing disturbing reactions to this movement. Men thinking this is just women hating on them. Women who have said they find the whole thing stupid and to just shut up. Yes, women.
Yes.
And I want you, yes, your boss.
I have an employer who told me that if they didn't care about it then, what makes you think that they're going to care about it now? That's... Well, first of all, I'm dealing with the devil, but we won't go there.
Well, no, this woman, I actually call her Frosty the Snow Cone.
I call her Trumpet.
No, she really is. She's like a little teeny tiny Trump. She really is. It's frightening. But, yeah, I call her Frosty the Snow Cone. But she's very, very conservative, very right-wing, and finds all of this very – it's almost inconvenient – to her. That's the feeling I get from her. It's inconvenient, don't you?
Absolutely, yes.
Christine, bite me. We don't need to worry because we know she'll never listen to this.
Oh, she does because my fucking intuition's right. She's a freak in the sheets.
No, I'm sorry. That woman is definitely missionary and that's it.
Oh, dear.
There is no way.
Anyway.
I have been told myself by a man that what I've gone through makes me weaker in his eyes. Like we come out, you know, popping out of our mother's vaginas like Xena warrior princess or something. Most of us are made. We are not born. Sound familiar? Luba, Let It Go, 80s tune. Look it up. It's relevant. Another reaction that was very upsetting to see was an interaction on Twitter between Preacher Bear and a gentleman who felt that women were complicit because they never came forward 40 years ago. I'm not going to shame this person because, as it turns out, they were abused themselves, and as we all know, hurt people hurt people. Personally, I think, I swear to God, I honestly think they just wanted to use the word complicit since Ivanka's idiocy made it trendy. Anyways, he pissed me off. He said things such as, because the women didn't say anything 40 years ago, it makes them complicit, that they were culpable for not reporting it, that if you foster an atmosphere of silence, you perpetuate the problem, and that these women kept silent long after they had the power to come forward. This type of judgment is one of the reasons why women don't come forward, right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading the book Hunger by Roxane Gay. The link is on In Bed with Dr. Sue on this show page. It's about her struggle with obesity that was caused by being gang raped at the age of 12. Give it a read. She's an amazing author. She's calls herself a feminist who isn't a feminist, which I kind of get that. But I'm going to let her words tell you why she never told her parents. And this is an answer to this gentleman who was trying to take down Preacher Bear. I wanted to tell them something was wrong, that I was dying inside, but I couldn't find the words. I couldn't find a way to overcome my fear of what they might say. This is her telling her parents, or not telling her parents. The longer I stayed silent, the more that fear grew until it dwarfed everything else. I couldn't let my parents see who or what I had become because they would be disgusted, and they would discard me like the trash I knew myself to be. And then I would not only be nothing, I would have nothing. There was no room in my life for the truth. I now know I was wrong, that my parents would have supported me, helped me, and sought justice for me. They would have shown me that the shame was not mine to bear. Unfortunately, my fearful silence cannot be undone. I cannot tell that 12-year-old girl who was so scared and alone just how much she was loved. How unconditionally, but oh, how I want to. How I want to comfort her, how I want to save her from so much of what would happen next. There is a before and an after. In the after, I was broken, shattered, and silent. I was numb. I was terrified. I carried this secret and knew in my soul that what those boys did to me had to stay secret. I couldn't share the shame and humiliation of it. I was disgusting because I had allowed disgusting things to be done to me. I was not a girl. I was less than human. Those words are why you call us complicit, my friend. You're right that if we continue to foster the silence, this behavior continues. But now that we are no longer being silent, don't shame us further by saying we didn't do it according to your timetable or what you set out in your mind to be the way to do something. The women in Hollywood needn't come forward for the same reason I didn't run to the police when my boss trapped me in his car and more. I needed my job, and this is part of life. I was a single mother, and I would do anything to protect my child, including putting up with bullshit to put food in her belly. And even becoming She-Ra, Princess of Power, couldn't protect her, right?
Right.
Don't shame someone for waiting to come forward, or you're the one who will be complicit in keeping the silence, because you, my friend, are the one fostering the silence through shame. To the men that I've heard bitching that this is just more man-hating, I say strap yourselves in, boys, because we have only just scratched the surface. This is now the snowball that has just started its roll down a huge mountainside, and it will only get bigger and snatch up more of you who are the true complicit ones as it gains momentum down that hill. If you're offended by what's going on, you need to look in the mirror and ask yourself why. The aggressive gravy train is hopefully slowing down. It will never stop the behavior, but it will make it a lot harder to hide the truth because now, just as our negative friend on Twitter said, silence doesn't work. To those of you who've been abused, I say to you, I know how you feel right now. You don't have to be in the spotlight to be affected by everything we are reading and hearing in the media right now. My sister found herself drinking again without really noticing that she was doing it. Take a few minutes and analyze your behavior right now. You may notice some patterns that you thought you dealt with coming back. You might find yourself eating, drinking, or doing drugs again. You may notice some issues like OCD have returned. You don't even need to be conscious of it because you probably won't be. This is to be expected. It doesn't mean you're weak. But all of these allegations coming to the surface will bring back feelings of what you went through at that time. You're dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, and you're okay. You're also allowed to ask for help if you feel you need some support right now. So why am I going over all this for a show on kink scams? Because in sex worker world, we have some serious issues. First of all, I thought I'd do a poll on Twitter to see if folks thought that sex workers could be raped. I wanted to see if even within our own community, are there folks who think that sex workers are beneath human dignity? And surprise, They're out there. I knew my pool wasn't getting a very good cross-section because my followers are all, like, sex worker-based in some way. It would have been better on a vanilla feed, but it was actually even more sad because even in our own community, there are those who think that a sex worker cannot be raped. So let me really quickly, the poll, we got 138 votes. Now, I was told, and I agree, I didn't word the poll properly. I said, do you think sex workers can be raped? Technically, it should have been worded differently because I know a couple of people answered no accidentally because of the way I had it worded. So we had 138 votes. 96% said, yes, they can be raped, of course. Hello? 4% said, no, they cannot be raped. Now, out of the 4%, when you do 4% of 138, it's actually like 5.5. So let's say 6. Out of that 4%, I know two people accidentally hit no. So there's still four people out there, and that's just on my little feed, who think that sex workers can't be raped. That's pathetic. It's disgusting. Like, several people said it would be nice to see who voted, but who voted no. Fortunately, there's an anonymous poll on these things. So if even in our community there are those who think we're garbage, imagine what the poll numbers would have been on a vanilla feed. My guess would have been about 60% no, 40 yes. I think it would have been much, much higher. And this poll is significant because it shows me that despite all of us trying to support each other, that we have dissension in the ranks and a hell of a long way to go. August Ames is another example of that. Some of you are going to think that my equating common marketing scams to sexual assault aren't on the same level, but I beg to differ. Where's the line? There are elements to every scam in our community that are sexual, so bite me. I'm just as sick of letting people, not just men, not just women, do this shit. So, we're going to dive into scams, and the first scam that I'm going to dive into, I know some of you really wanted it to be something else, but it's coming. The first scam I'm diving into, because I'm doing this with the top two, this is number two, of what pisses me off.
What really grinds your gears?
What grinds my motherfucking gears? Seriously.
Not your grits, your gears.
Whatever, I know. Sorry.
You almost said grits.
That's because you keep walking around saying kiss my grits lately.
I know, I love grits.
Okay, so the number two biggest crock of bullshit that I've seen is verification. Verification. When verification started a few years ago, I got pissed. But I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit back and watch this. To me, it's an insult, and I absolutely hate with a fucking passion seeing women holding up a cardboard sign like a goddamn street beggar saying, hi, I'm real, I'm Goddess Goomba, with a date or some such bullshit. What the fuck is this shit? Lady, stop this right now. Who the hell are you trying to impress? Some fucktard with a $50 bill? Here's the thing about verification. Most of the verification services are run by men. I tried last year to get one of them on the show. It was actually really funny. It was back when I was on Instagram, which I'm not anymore because that to me is just nothing but free porn.
Hey, I'm a queen, so shut up.
No, I dig that. But at the same time, you have to admit that nobody wants to pay for anything on Instagram.
No,
they just want to
absolutely.
See shit for free.
That's why I've cut my photos back.
And that's why a lot of the girls don't use Instagram anymore.
Yeah.
So that it's just like, are you kidding me?
Okay.
No problem. Anyways, so please stop doing this. Like, I just – so they're run by men. I tried getting this guy on the show, and he got really scared. It was actually really funny. And he had a huge list of stipulations and questions he wouldn't answer. And then he shut down the service and shut down his account and everything before he even did the show.
Oh,
so I was like,
fuck?
Right. I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm sorry, honey, but this is bull. So stop, drop, and roll on this for a minute. Who are you verifying yourself to? if it's your bank or one of the services we all work with, like Night Flirt or I Want Clips, of course that's cool. It makes sense. It's for security reasons. But who the hell are you verifying yourself for in that sex trade? And yes, doms, domes, mistresses, goddesses, we are all sex workers, so get that one through your skulls right here. But who are you verifying yourself to, and what are you verifying yourself for? Some asshole in buttfuck nowhere can say, it's you? It grinds my gears beyond anything. Verification came from paranoid men who got caught up by an unscrupulous female or male who said they were Princess Puddlefuck and they weren't. In some cases, Princess Puddlefuck was a guy. Aw, poor babies. Get over yourselves. That's the price of doing business online, gentlemen. But asking women to jump through more of your ridiculous hoops is beyond insulting and disgusting, and it needs to stop.
And we're not going to do it.
Ladies, yeah, but a lot of the new girls are doing it, and it's like, no.
I'm not doing that shit. Fuck
there's
you.
Just, if you don't, it's just, you don't have to prove yourself to anybody.
No.
It's not dominant, and it's not cool. Gentlemen, if you are that freaked about possibly being taken exactly by someone online, then stop playing online. It's harsh, but it's true. Because you and I know that the real reason you got screwed was because you didn't do some simple homework, some simple vetting. If you're afraid you might be talking to a tranny or some old fat woman from Nantucket, you have missed the point of phone sex. The whole point of phone sex and any online sex service is fantasy. For the love of the Lord, some of the most successful ladies have absolutely no pictures of themselves up at all. Is it because they're ugly? No. It's because they're smart. We live in a world where everybody spends all of their time documenting their lives and putting it on public display for one reason or one reason only, validation. Mm-hmm. Look what I'm eating. Look how I do my makeup. Look at my ass. Look at my tits. Oh, they're better than hers. Look at my car. Look at where I live. Look at my lover. It's pathetic and it's stupid. Why is it stupid? Because you put yourself at risk. The more you expose yourself, the more you put a target on your ass. Now, I'm not saying don't do clips and shit. I'm saying use your heads and create personas. Make your business life, and don't cross the two. Men get pissed because we aren't putting ourselves out there to prove who we are when they're the ones who made this atmosphere of having to protect ourselves in the first place.
Exactly.
Like, what the hell? Gentlemen, the whole thing is such an oxymoron that you just keep going, right?
Meant to be there.
I know. Plastic glass, people, plastic glass. Okay, so guys, if you want to know that the woman you're looking at is real, then get to know her. Talk to her. Better yet, talk to others who have dealt with her, who've done business with her. You may actually have to do a little bit of work here. I know you don't want to do that, but you do. We live in an online. This is really good advice. I'm sorry. I'm giving you impeccable advice here. We live in an online review world, and the sex industry hasn't caught on to that yet, except in some cases. Okay, so take Night Flirt, for example. Night Flirt is one of the oldest phone sex platforms out there, and their feedback system is brilliant. Think about it. Amazon, AliExpress, pretty much every retailer out there has a rating system. Mm-hmm. I always check reviews and ratings before I buy anything. Mm-hmm. I'd rather hear it from someone who's used that product or service, not from the manufacturer. Mm-hmm. It has saved me buying garbage many times. And if I buy something that I think sucks for whatever reason, I say it sucked and why. So if you really want to know about a dom before you invest your money, boys, do some damn research. Anyone worth their weight in shit will have feedback. You can read it for yourself. And trust me, we don't have time. We don't have the inclination to have people sit there and write bullshit feedback on our accounts. Yes, you have to take everything into consideration. You weigh the crappy feedback against the good ones. I had a guy leave me one the other day saying it was terrible. And you can sit there and go, oh, well, yeah, it was a lack of communication. It was a screw-up. that's fine. It happens. That stuff happens. You're going to get crappy feedback. It's going to happen. But you weigh the crappy against the good. So, yeah, you're not going to make every single person happy. That's why. But if the majority of the feedback is good, you use that as part of your getting to know you arsenal. Here's where the real issue lies. When a guy has his dick in his hand, he doesn't want to do the research. He just wants to rub it and get off. So really, boys, you've created this issue yourselves. But ladies, by feeding into this and holding up a sign in front of you saying, I'm Princess Puddle Duck, you're not helping the issue. So here's my advice to you gentlemen looking for a new dom to serve. Do your motherfucking homework or sit down. None of these women has to prove a damn thing other than they can do their job effectively. And the best way to find that out is to read reviews. If she's new, new ladies aren't going to like this. If she's new, then my suggestion is to let her simmer for a bit. Again, I know you guys don't want me to, new girls don't like this, but let them get established first. Most of the newbies in this game are here today, gone tomorrow, once they see it's actually work. They don't want to actually work to create a business. So by putting your new girls on the back burner, you allow them to shit or get off the pot. Wait till they have some reviews. And ladies, get the guys to leave you the damn reviews. When I first started in online domination, that was my main focus. Don't buy the damn reviews. Say you'll give them something in return. Let it be natural. Let it be real. Just ask them to leave you a nice review. And if they didn't like their experience for whatever reason, tell them to tell you why so you can fix it.
Exactly. We don't know unless you tell us, man.
Exactly. This business is like any other business. If you do it well, people will talk. And if you do it shitty, people will talk. Now, what if your lady is on services that has no review system, like Clips for Sale or I Want Clips? Now you got a bit of a problem. So what I suggest for you ladies to do is get some of your clients to write you reviews that you can post on your website. You need to have a testimonial section on your websites. Take the reviews you get from Night Flirt, throw them over there if you want, just so that you got sprinklings of everything, because this is far more important than looking like a lost dog in a picture from the pound saying, please call me, I'm real. Of course you're fucking real. The girls who don't want to put their pics out are also real. Unless you're speaking to Siri, the person's real. So stop with this I'm real crap. Okay, so that was my vent on verification. Did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
Just don't do it. Just stop, girls. Stop. Stop. Stop doing the verification thing. Please. I beg of you. It's just, it looks so bad.
Lame. You look like a dumbass.
It's not that you look like a dumbass. It's that you're jumping through hoops.
That's what I mean. So then you're not a dumb. You look like a dumbass. Don't do it. Just say no.
How are we doing in the chat room?
Having fun.
Okay, good. I don't know. I don't have time.
We're all dancing like peanuts.
Oh, cool. Christmas peanuts. I love that. Okay, you ready? We're going on to number one.
Number one.
Now, there's more. We're going to get to more than just the two I'm showing you, of course. I've got tons more to show you. But these are my two main pet peeves. And this is the one that I know a lot of the girls who know what I'm going to say are like, oh, can't wait.
I have no clue.
You have no clue? This one's a good one. This one is my number one. All right. This one may piss people off, mostly the ones who are doing it.
What doesn't?
That's true. But as I said before, you'll know what I'm talking about and who I'm talking about, but I'm not naming names.
Oh, I think I might know.
No, you won't. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't know, but I might.
I know. Okay, that's... Okay, another thing I will say is that not, as I said before, not all of these services are bullshit, but the majority are. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Retweet pigs.
Retweet what?
I told you you wouldn't know. You're not online enough. You're so flighty. All right, I use that term only because a lot of them call themselves that. Some are pups, some are just guys who say they'll retweet your posts to move them to their huge number of followers for a price.
Oh.
Oh, ladies, my sweet ladies, this is the biggest bullshit scam of the century. And unfortunately, there are several people doing this that I formerly respected. So here's why it's a huge scam. Every single one of those guys has bought their followers.
Oh, that's the same shit as Instagram, yo.
Well, see, you can buy followers on any one
yeah.
of the social media platforms. Okay, so that means that your tweet is going out to no one.
Yeah.
It's going out to a whole whack of dead accounts.
Yes, that's Instagram.
Now, exactly. Now, I know a lot of ladies who have bought followers, too.
Shut up.
So,
don't look at me.
You've done it on Insta. You haven't
I
done
have.
It on Twitter, though.
I have done it on Instagram.
All right. So, ladies, I'm sorry you're not off the hook either. I'm on to you. I
no,
know
I
that a lot of you have
good.
Done this. I myself have been hovering around 6770 in Twitter followers for a couple of years now. And I seem to have capped at that. Like, if it's just, it goes like 6770, might get up to 6790 and then it drops back down. So this is what happens is you reach these cap-off points where it's not going to, probably not going to grow any further unless you do something viral. So all of my followers are what I call organically grown, non-GMO followers. So they're all organic followers. No one's bought. So they're there of their own free will and probably want to hear what I have to say. But what happens is you reach this leveling off, like I said, and some women get freaked out and they start buying their followers. This is why if you're looking for a dom, never go buy followers. Say it again. Never go buy followers, ever. Doesn't matter what platform they're on, you can buy followers, like I said, over all the social media outlets. Followers mean nothing, okay? Nothing. This is another reason why feedback and reviews are so much more important than follower numbers. Let's see, the Next Web recently did an article on the fact that fake influencers are a real problem now with marketing. And that's, like, obviously got nothing to do with the sex industry. That's just straight
everything,
up.
Everything, because, dude, you can't tell me that, like, let's say Julia Roberts, who sends out a picture, gets, like, a billion likes. Fuck off. She's got, someone's got to be paying for something.
No, that, no, but wait, pull back. Someone like Julia Roberts, okay, let's use the Kardashians, because they literally have come up off of Twitter. So, okay, let's take Kim.
I didn't want to go there, but okay.
I'm sorry. I know. It's just try not to puke. Okay, so we take Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian is a literal influencer because the people on her timeline have not been bought. Stars don't buy their followers.
But Real Housewife fuckers have been known to.
Hey, but they're B-list. They're C,
I
guess.
I'm trying to go with that, though. My point is that celebrities, whether you're A, B, C, or D, they do buy them.
From time to time. I don't think your A-listers don't. They don't need to.
Okay. Here's one.
Your low-enders will.
How about your sellers on Instagram and Twitter?
Right. So here's
like
where you got, again, you got to be very, very careful.
So like your witchy jewelry maker people.
Correct.
How
so,
do you have a billion people liking your stuff and you've only been around for a year?
There you go. Unless your shit's gone viral, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, that's
so,
my point. So.
Right. So most of the retweet people, because so the article basically went on to say that you've got a lot of fake influencers out there who say that they have all these followers and they don't because they're all dead accounts. So you pay somebody some money thinking that they have tens of thousands of followers. They don't. Your shit doesn't get promoted properly. Now, most of these retweet people I've seen for as long as I've been on Twitter, which is 11 years now, I know the numbers they had before. And nothing went viral, my friends, so they bought those followers. I watched them do it. And now they're charging $100 and up to tweet your shit to no one.
Okay, no.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I am the first person to support capitalism. I think if you can make money at it, go for it. But when you start taking advantage of people, I get pissy. And when someone wrote me and asked me a marketing question that confirmed my suspicions, that's when I decided to throw this in with how to find a dom. Why is this my number one scam when it seems so innocuous? There's another element to me that is exploitive. Some of these guys will only retweet pictures of tits, ass, legs, etc. Now we have a problem. And most of them stipulate this. Why? Because they're getting you to give them free porn. Now, in theory, they should have a timeline full of men who would love the free whack material, but they don't. So not only are they getting to retweet sexy photos, but they're going to charge you for that. What the hell are you doing? You're being played, period, end of. Think about it. It's like men who get into erotic photography, and I've known many, as have you. I used to work with a guy who did that. Typical middle-aged to older gentleman who is now deceased. Skip. Remember Skip?
Yeah.
Who was very open with me about why he did erotic photography. And it boils down to three words once you peel away the layers of bullshit. He's a perv. Very, very few, and I mean one-digit percentage points here, are doing it because they are really into the art. They're doing it for free porn. I'm sorry, guys, but it's true. Ash has been in modeling for years. She was a makeup artist for years. As soon as you get into that, as soon as you hear erotic, I'm sorry, but red flags go up. And this is the same thing that's happening with this retweet bullshit.
I once had a photographer who did a pinup shoot, and this was when I was bigger. I was 200 pounds. He talked to me about how he wanted me to work out with him at his studio, but I had to be naked while doing it. Do you not remember me telling you this?
No.
Oh, yeah. And I
is that the guy from Ottawa?
Ottawa,
yeah,
that
yeah.
Weird freak.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck no. What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Well, see, this is the thing. So there's always an underlying thing with this whole, it's always, I want pictures of your body in some way. If you think about it, this is the perfect male pig business model. I'll create a bunch of Twitter accounts saying I'll retweet your shit for you. Oh, look what a wonderful man I am. I'm so benevolent. But I only have 100 followers, and no one's going to care if I retweet it. So I have to create these accounts and buy followers for them so the account looks like I'm really popular. Now I can get them to send me their pics and clips, and I can retweet them and wank for nothing. But wait! What if I can not only get my free porn, but I can get these bitches to pay me for the privilege? Voila. I'm so fucking smart. Now, I've never paid for these services because, as I've said, I've watched these guys for years. I know what they're up to. And when others wrote in and told me their stories, it confirmed my suspicions. Notice, my sweet ladies, that I don't ever ask you to pay me for retweets. I encourage you to let me know when you have new clips, projects, websites, books, whatever. I'm happy to do that for you for free. Ask anyone who has a commercial on this show. It's for free. And honestly, it's because I need to take a break from babbling, like I'm going to do right now. We'll be right back.
I'm parched.
You're parched. You haven't said a damn word.
I've said many.
We'll be right back.
Well, come on. Let's see it. Drop your pants. Show us what you have to offer. Isn't that all? At RateMyTinyPenis.com, your pindic will be seen by hundreds of unique visitors each day, all of whom have the ability to rate your tiny member and leave a comment to tell you exactly what they think of it. Can you imagine the humiliation and exposure you'll experience? Well, why just imagine it when you can make it a reality? And the best part? Everything is 100% free. You're welcome, shrimp dick. Now go on over to Rate My Tiny Penis right now and submit us your most pitiful, disgusting dick pic for all the world to see.
It's so small!
I hear you're looking for a good mind fuck. That's my specialty. I love twisting and turning boys and wrapping them around my little finger. What I do is I take time to get to know you on a level that you may not have experienced before. At first it's subtle, and then we get a little deeper and a little darker. I get under your skin and I get in your head, and before you know it, you're craving me. You're craving the things that I offer you on a level that has begun to keep you awake at night. I know it's a little scary. Who am I? I'm glad you asked. I'm Mistress Peyton. Peyton will break you. The Sensual Domination Mistress. And you? You can find me at SensualDominationMistress.com. Talk soon, Naughty One.
Are you building your financial domination empire? Do you have questions that you can't seem to find the right answers for? Darling, you need to get greedy. Greedy by Madame Saucet is a handy guide designed to help you get a leg up in the world of financial domination.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Head to InBedWithDrSue.com to the show page for Spectrophilia, and you'll find a link to purchase your very own hard copy of Greedy, the intensely popular guide to help you get started in financial domination. Signed by Madame Saucet herself for only $20, with all proceeds going to the Yes campaign for same-sex marriage in Australia. That's every single dime. So head to either InBedWithDrSue.com or MadameSaucet.com and look for Greedy Dr. Sue and start your greedy business the right way.
Perfection does exist, and my name is Mistress Kiara. I've been a professional dominatrix for over 12 years, so I know all of the right buttons to push to make you melt for me. I'm well known for my love of blackmail, hypnosis, and financial domination, but my other favorite fetishes include foot worship, impact play of any kind, sissification and feminization, anal training, bondage, humiliation, including small penis humiliation, cock and ball torture, forced intoxication, chastity and key holding, tease and denial, and fetish wrestling and boxing. Serve me in person in the Ann Arbor, Michigan area, or on my website, MrSkiarasDungeon.com, where I offer phone, cam, and instant messaging sessions, as well as over 100 clips for you to purchase. What are you waiting for?
And we're back. All right, so why am I equating the Me Too movement with these scams? Because, once again, men are fucking everything up for their own gain. You're being exploited, ladies. There is no difference. It's just a different level of the same game. And goddamn it, I'm going to say something about it. Now, how can you protect yourself and know if they're full of shit? Watch the retweets themselves. How many are liked and retweeted? If someone has, say, almost 100,000 followers, you can expect a tweet to be retweeted if those followers are indeed real and into the content, an average of 500 times or 5%. If that person is a real influencer. If it's only being retweeted like 20 or 30, maybe even up to 100, they're full of shit. Numbers don't lie.
Okay, but what if it's like two people? Does that mean they're real? Like me?
No, I'm saying if you've got 100,000 followers and only two people are retweeting something you put out, you're full of shit.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's my point.
Okay.
Okay, so number two, look at it logically. A retweet pig is going to not only have fake followers, but they aren't going to be followed by men, which is what you want. Look at the followers. Most are women because that's who follows them to get their shit retweeted. Therefore, your shit's being retweeted to not only dead accounts, but to just other women who are doing the same damn thing you are. It's such a dead form of marketing, it's laughable. And you are being fucked over by men yet again. Number three, of the retweets you actually get from those retweet pig accounts, ever notice that most of them are just other retweet pig accounts? That's because they own all of those accounts, and they're just as dead as the one they retweeted you from.
They're just robots.
Yes and no. I mean, they're all set up by the same people, but they're garbage accounts.
Oh, yeah.
So So I implore you, ladies, of course you don't have to listen to me, but just start connecting your own dots. You're not stupid. Ask around. Talk to other ladies to see what their ROI was. That's return on investment. What did you get for your $100? Was it worth it? Reviews and feedback work both ways. But trust me, these fuckers don't give a rat's ass about promoting you. The only thing they want is free porn and your money. Stop it. Say no to this bullshit. Say no to verification. Say no to paying some fuckhead to retweet your shit. Unless it's a reputable PR firm that deals in the sex industry, don't even touch them. It's a waste. Those are my two biggies. I am now going to go over what everybody else sent in because we had a bunch of people sending stuff in. And I got some shocking stuff here, guys. I actually have numbers to back up what I just told you about these retweets. Again, I'm not saying who wrote in. I am not saying what services they used. You're just going to hear this generically. This is from a dom who wrote in. I had inquired about it last year when I noticed he stopped retweeting for free. This is, she was going to one of these retweet guys. He quoted me $35 a month or $100 for 3 months, and I just didn't feel that it would be worth it at the time. Then in early November of this year, he messaged me again asking if I would be interested in advertising on his profile. You may see that on those retweet accounts. You may see a chick up in the, like, for the profile picture or the cover part, like you got the little avi that goes with your thing and then you got the big cover at the top. You'll see one of the chicks up in that spot. It won't be for the avi, but it'll be up at the top of the cover. That spot is bought. And there was another thing that they were doing, too. I was trying to think of what that was. Anyways, So his prices dropped dramatically. This time he was offering his retweet service at $40 for 3 months, with renewal being only $10 per month. Then he asked me if I wanted to be promoted as one of the dom names listed in his Twitter account description for $70 for 3 months. Now, this is another one. Okay, so you can pick the spot at the top with the cover with your picture, or in the profile, you know how you write a blurb about yourself. What he will do is he will put your Twitter account in that profile. So it'll be named with a bunch of the other women, because I've seen other women in there. So it's like a bunch of maybe five or six women in his profile. And this is for $70 for 3 months. She said, I told him I'd just stick with the retweet service and see how that went down. And he came back with, oh, well, just $50 would be okay. Okay. See, when they start bartering down, this is what I'm talking about. I started asking questions like where the name would appear and who else was using the service, and then he lowered it to $40 for 3 months, so I paid him for that service too. So that's almost $100 I put into this guy, and I've honestly not noticed a difference. He set me up this account thing where I can manage what my promo tweets say and what pics go with them, and I can monitor how many likes and retweets each post gets. So far, I've set up 10 promo tweets, which have been posted a total of 21 times. Every post has gotten zero likes and zero retweets. It's bullshit.
Wow.
So he's either bought his followers or his followers are all DOMs or expired and inactive sub accounts, which is true. He then asked me if I wanted to be a banner girl. Yeah, to be a banner girl in the header image. That's the one I was telling you about. He said the current girl paid $300 for 9 months. Oh, my God,
wow.
Girls, please. And that she wouldn't be renewing. Wonder why. So he would give me the spot for $400 for the whole year. I messaged the girl who had the spot now.
What is that? That
was I have
amazing.
No idea.
That's not
I messaged the girl. Hello, if there's someone on this phone, I'm going to kill you. Message the. Yeah, that's so weird. So I messaged the girl who had the spot now and asked her why she wouldn't be renewing. Sure enough, it's because she didn't think that the service did her much good. She has fewer followers than I do. And she's been his top banner girl for 9 months.
Wow.
He claims his profile views are 123,000 each month. He photoshopped that, ladies. She also tried, because she's doing major advertising this year, she bought $80 a month ad on another service and got zero hits when she was checking her Google Analytics to see where the visitors were coming from. Zero hits, guys. Didn't work. Another one ignored messages for over a year until she called them out on Twitter. And then they added one of her clips from 3 years ago to their daily DOM update crap. I contacted them through their site to try and get them to advertise my Black Friday Cyber Monday clip sale and got no response. Okay, so this is just backing up my point that you're paying for nothing. Please stop this. The best way to stop this shit is to stop buying the shit. So just don't bother with this retweet crap because it doesn't work. Unless they're doing it for real, which is doing it for free, because they're being a good little sub and they want to push your shit, that's different.
That's, I get it on Instagram is people asking, can I promote your photos? That's fine. I would never 100%. Pay anyone to promote my photos.
No, and you don't want to do that.
No.
So the other problem that we're running into with scams as far as the online BDSM world is concerned, I'm not going to get into the heavy duties of this, because I have a lot here. I'm going to boil this down really easily because I'm not going to go over it's common sense stuff. Ladies, you need to be careful who you film with. I would say don't film with other women. I know some of you like doing that, and I know some of you think that these women are your friends. And I would love to say that they all are, but they're not. So you need to cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure that everything is contracted out. Make sure that you know who's doing what for what money, who's getting paid for what, because you don't want to run into issues where someone all of a sudden starts saying, I want all my shit taken off your site, blah, blah, blah. Now all these clips have to come down. It doesn't work. I would love to say that these women are all your friends and that we're all, you know, kumbaya.
Working with friends in general just doesn't work.
It's not even that. The other women in this business are not there to be your friend.
Well, that too.
I would love to say that this mythical femdom sisterhood crap exists, and maybe it does in Narnia in the land of unicorns, but it doesn't in the real world. 9 out of 10 times you're going to be shit on when you work with another female. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. And it's why the good ones are loners. The better ones specialize, and the best have been around a while. So you got to use caution when you're doing your business. Don't assume that everybody is on the up and up. Don't assume that everybody is there to be your friend, because they're not. These women are your competition. You're filming with your competition, which means you need to make sure that you keep track of all this stuff. So just use caution when doing anything with anyone else. Now, we also heard from the boys, and the boys are all, I will tell you, before I do, I have another Dom one. This one's really, really good, too. It has to do with radio networks, and that's becoming a huge scam because, once again, men are getting involved. I'm sorry, guys, but really, you guys, really, when you walk into something, you fuck it up every time. It's
calm down.
Even the cuckolding world is getting screwed up by men now. Now it's men running the whole thing, and it's like you're missing the whole point. Cuckolding was supposed to be a female-led relationship. It's just like, oh my God, just stop it. Anyways, there are networks out there. I'm going to use TPOK just so that you guys understand. TPOK is a great network, okay? So what it is you have different platforms out there. This one is more just a loner live thing. But there are other ways of doing radio where you can have other shows underneath your brand. So TPOK, which used to be the People of Kink, TPOK now has a bunch of other podcasts underneath that umbrella. And each one of the podcasts is named. One of them is Preacher Bear's Third Rail. One of them is Antisocial's Fetish Files. Things like that. So that you have individual podcasts underneath the umbrella of a main network. Where this goes for a shit is, once again, you get these people who start these networks, and what they want is for you to make them money by pushing your own thing, you know, pushing your own podcast, which is pushing their numbers up. And this is another number thing. Don't buy the bullshit, okay? She said she paid $150 a month for her radio spot. They told me they were getting me 300,000 listeners a week. First of all, that is the biggest bullshit number I've ever heard. I'm sorry, you're not going to get those numbers. Not on one single show. Not unless you're Howard Stern, honey. It's just okay, ready for this one? They also said their Nielsen ratings showed over 4 million listeners a month to their network. Bullshit! Right. Oh, my God! 4 million listeners? Sorry, honey. I'm so sorry, but this is such crap. But no one ever knew who they were when she said anything, so there you go. Oh, God, these people are so ballsy. So she was let go after asking for proof. Because she wanted to get sponsorships for her thing, and she did for her show. She didn't have to keep paying. Because understand, what they'll do is they'll take, I don't think Camille does this. I don't know if she does or not. I don't think so. Camille's in the chat room. I'll ask her. She might still be here.
Yeah, she's here.
Okay. So everyone can, so see on her platform, she's even saying in the chat room, everyone can monetize their own shows. But what a lot of these people are doing is they're saying, okay, you're coming under our umbrella, and you're going to monetize for me. See, it's just such crap. So, anyways, let me finish off what she's saying, because this will explain it better. She was let go for asking for more proof because she wanted sponsors. Turns out they only had 90 followers and 87,000 listens lifetime. That's actually more reasonable numbers. What happened? Oh, so she was also asking why they weren't promoting her show, because that's what you do as a network. You promote your shows. They weren't promoting her. So she didn't even get so much as a comment on Twitter about her show. And they said it was her fault because her show wasn't converting. It's bullshit. If you stop paying people shit, just stop it. If someone's asking you for money, you need to find out who, what, when, where, and why. What's the payout? What's my ROI? If someone's telling you that they have four, Camille will even say, 4 million listeners a week? No, I'm sorry. Like I said, if you're Howard Stern, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. But it ain't going to happen otherwise. So watch it with these, because these networks are getting bigger and bigger. So keep your eyes peeled. If you want to get into a network, please visit my friends at TPOK on Spreaker. You want to get under there, that's the umbrella you want. So don't just watch who you're doing business with. That's all I say. And, you know, that's why I do everything as a loner. I do this show alone. I do everything alone. I've been burned mucho times, even with the brick-and-mortar store. Remember that?
No.
You don't remember what happened when we had the store and I got burned by my partner?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Please.
That thing.
Yeah.
That's not even human, but we won't go there.
Anyways, so let's go to the boys. The boys all fell under a wonderful, 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 simple thing. All the complaints were the same. And the complaints come from, you boys are paying for services you're not getting. The primary issue is you're doing business with shitty DOMs, and what's happening is you're paying money up front. First of all, never do that. you're paying money up front for a custom clip or a custom
recording.
Custom recording, custom anything, okay? So you're doing this custom work. I don't get paid until the custom work is done.
Exactly.
I don't even ask for money until the custom work is done.
No.
If you have to pay up front, at best 50%, keep this in mind, do not pay any more than 50% up front for a custom thing. The other thing is, it's really, really good to deal with services like I Want Clips, who does I Want Customs. Because what they do is they act as like an escrow service. You pay the service, and then the service pays the supplier when the supplier gives you your clip. It also gives you that ability to be able to turn around and say, okay, I didn't like what I got. So it gives you a bit of a buffer. So try to use services where as soon as you take someone off of a service, you've got a problem. And if they don't like the – if the Dom doesn't like the fact that you complained about that service, tough. Because if she's not listening to what you have, because this is the key complaint every single damn male that calls me or writes me. You ladies are not listening. And most of these girls, from the sounds of it, are just taking your money and running. It's unbelievable. I had like four or five guys with all the same complaint. They're paying for these custom things that they are not getting. So do not pay up front, 50% at best. Try to go with a service. The other thing you need to be very, very careful of is when you are playing blackmail games. Gentlemen, the stories that I hear are horrifying. There are women out there now, and this is, again, the problem is when all of our stuff starts hitting mainstream, when financial domination started hitting mainstream and started going on to things like Vice, and you started seeing it on Salon.com, and it starts going mainstream. People are talking about it. It's getting out there more. Cuckolding is starting to do that now, which is a complete heartbreak simply because as soon as it goes more mainstream, it becomes diluted garbage, and that's what's happened now. So now you have all these women who jump into domination online who've watched these articles and think it's just yippity-skippity and easy money, and they're just going to go out there and they're going to do whatever the hell they want to do. They're going to screw anybody that they want to screw. So you have to use your head. And unfortunately, some of these women who are doing blackmail are sending out, I want you to listen to this very carefully. I'm going to say this, so please, please listen to me. If you don't know who you are playing with, you are running a huge, huge risk. Why? Because some of these girls are now sending you child porn.
That's
sick. Now, what happens? You open up that email, you now have child porn on your computer. Now she turns around and says, I can call the feds. Unless you pay me X amount. This is how hardcore some of these bitches are playing. And you have to be careful. My God, be careful. Hit up blackmailfetish.com. I know who runs that. Don't, you know, use your head. Talk to people who have – talk to people. Again, I'm going to keep saying this to you guys. Referrals, reviews, and feedback are the most important thing in this business. Who have been blackmailed. Talk to clients. That's what you're there for. Find out what kind of freaking service they're offering. But if you just go to some random chick, oh my God, you are literally playing Russian roulette. Child porn, you guys. This ain't no shitter. There's women online who are actually selling their children's underwear.
That's disgusting. Those women should be fucking shot.
I'm not kidding you. So use caution because you could be buying a four-year-old's underwear.
Those women should not be able to breathe. That is so wrong.
And yet
so
they're out there
right now.
You have to be very, very careful with who you play with. I realize you're horny. I realize you've got a stiff dick in your hand. But you can't afford in this day and age to not really protect yourself. You just can't. It doesn't matter if you're a dom or a sub. Be freaking careful. Now, the other problem I'm seeing is that all of you guys seem to feel these women are your friends. I'm getting this feeling from several subs that, but we were friends. We talked for a long time. I thought she was, you know, my friend. You guys, they're never your friend. Strippers aren't your friend. Nobody's your friend. They're trying to get money from you. It's their job. I have more guys. It just blows my mind. And I realize it's because a lot of you are lonely, and I get that. And but you gotta understand that if you're paying someone by the minute, they're not your friend. They're not your friend. I'm gonna say this again. I would love to say that these women are your best buds. I have several subs that I have become best friends with. I have one who used to do the show with me. Job used to do the show with me. I still talk to him every day. But do you realize how rare that is? It doesn't happen. So stop thinking that these women are your buddies, because they're not. They're not there to make friends with you. They're there to make money.
They're also not there to date you, by the way. I've had one guy that tried to, like, hook up with me on Night Flirt. He actually thought he had a chance, and it's like, really? What the fuck? This isn't a dating site.
No, and but it happens. It's unfortunate, and some guys use Night Flirt as a dating service. I've seen it happen a million times. I've been asked thousands of times. It's like, come on. Guys,
don't
I know.
Don't get mad at me, though, if I say no, and here's why. Like, use your fucking head.
No, but if they get mad, it's their issue. You just
no,
let
I
them
know,
go.
But I'm
but
just saying, like, really? Are you that stupid? Obviously.
Loneliness, dude. Look, I know finding a good dom isn't easy because you're waiting around in a very diluted pool. You really are. I would love to say, here's an easy 2-second way to find out if she's any good, but it's not that easy. You have to do your homework. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're going to get burned. It's that simple. I will say this every day until you get it through your heads. There is a reason why you see the same names coming up over and over. It's because they're good, they're stable, and even better, they know what they're doing. So look for testimonials. Watch their Twitter accounts. See how they interact. But you need to talk to them. You can't look at a picture and go, I want, it's like, it's when you're sleeping with someone. I still hear this. Oh, well, they looked clean. Okay. Because, you know, AIDS stands there going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, really? We're talking viruses here. I don't know anyone who can see one with the naked eye.
My AIDS is acting up again.
Right? Damn. So you need to check this out. You need to check out these women. Okay. That said, I have an idea that I'm going to put out. And I may put this into place. It depends on the response to my idea. I want to put up a site that will be reserved for only the women I personally know are good, that I know their shit. It's not going to be a site where all women can come on and put up a profile. You'll have to be asked by me to get on the site. You'll have to be reputable, and I have to know you. There's going to be no need for verification because I'm the verification. There will be no paid inclusion. It will be run by me and me alone. So you know that who you're looking at is good based on their business practices. I don't give a fuck if you've been screwed over by some female along the way. I just want to know you do good work. That's it. That you can be counted on to be working on a regular basis, not on a whim. You'll have to be able to, you can have a full profile with everything you do on it, all your contact information and links. And again, it's not going to cost you a thing. Just like when I did Magical Wish List Fairy. I'll probably use affiliate links and that's it. I may do paid featuring, but I'm not in this for the money. I'm in it to promote really good DOMs. to make sure that women who know their shit aren't being taken advantage of when times are slow like they are for some of us right now. Yes, I'm going to say it out loud and everything. Most women who rely on online, not real-time money, is hurting right now. It's slow, dead slow. Now, women won't like to say that because we're not supposed to say when it's slow. It's bad for business.
Somber.
Now, I'm going to also throw this out there. I think the Me Too movement is part of the reason why everything's slow.
Yes.
And the key is not to panic, you guys. I know I do it too. Don't go throwing your money at bullshit in desperation. Call volumes are in the toilet right now. And I believe it's based on several things. One, it's the time of year. It's Christmas. Everyone is being pulled in 50 directions, both mentally and financially right now. But what I really think is more the issue is the Me Too movement is scaring men. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be associated with anything that might point them as being a pig. They're terrified right now. It'll blow over. It's going to blow over. It will. But it's not going to blow over soon. So you need to batten down the hatches. Keep putting out content, but don't panic. When you act out of fear, you make shitty decisions. And that's how you end up with this retweet crap. So you end up with a fucking cardboard sign saying, I'm Princess Puddlefuck. Like, please. When things get dry, what you got to remember, when this is part of owning your own business, you're going to have dry periods and you're going to have bonus periods. It's all part of being an entrepreneur. But you can't panic. The cool part is when things get dry like this, it weeds out the garbage. So it's actually a good thing because the idiots who think they know what they're doing will freak out and go get a job at Walmart because they'll see they actually have to ride down waves in owning their own business. It's these periods of ebb instead of flow that allows the cream to rise to the top. So try not to freak out because it'll come back. It always does. Bells are all part of doing business. Some of the women will be flourishing right now, which is great. Bless you. I'm just telling you, I know for a fact call volumes are down. It's an intensely, rapidly changing world we live in now. And you need to be even more flexible than you have ever been before. But even more so, you need to think before you do anything. Research before you spend your money, whether you are a dom or a sub.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh, my God. I see we lost it. Bella left.
Bella.
Bye, Bella.
A while ago, man.
I know. Bella needs to go lie down. But that's okay. So,
yeah.
Hopefully everybody's learned something. Hopefully you guys realize that just use your heads, guys. I mean, if it looks too good to be true, it definitely will be.
Go with your gut.
Totally. And do your research. Whether you are a dom or a sub, you must do your research before you spend your money. I want to thank everybody who wrote in and told me their horror stories. I want to thank everyone who joined us tonight live in the chat room. Thank you, you guys. What else are we doing here? Thank you to everybody who retweeted and helped push not only this show but all the previous shows. I try to hit everybody on Twitter and thank them, but sometimes I might miss one or two, not intentionally. Just know that I appreciate and love each and every one of you more than you possibly can know. For those of you wondering why most of us in the sex trade of any kind babble about Twitter so much, I'll tell you why, because I've had people ask me. Twitter is the only adult-friendly social media platform. All the others,
yes.
Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, they all want nothing to do with the adult world.
Right.
And they make it impossible to market yourself.
Yes. Oh, I've learned that the hard way.
So that's the reason why you hear most of us going on about Twitter. Facebook won't even let you link
nope.
to your clips.
Instagram
so,
won't let you either.
No. So Twitter is where you're going to find your online sex industry, and why I tell men who are looking for a dom, hit up Twitter. It's actually a really good way to see how people interact. It's the best place to look. Just don't go by follower numbers. I'm going to say that again. Don't go by follower numbers. I want to say thank you to all my amazing guests this year. We learned so much from you, and I know 2018 is going to be another crazy ride. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we're going to be back on January the 16th with the lovely Evil Opal discussing silk and satin fetish. So we're going to be doing some more yummy sensation play. Don't forget the Kinky Magazine has changed homes and is now at kinkemag.com. It's kink, the letter E, mag.com. So check out all the awesome interviews and articles there. You can find all my articles on cuckolding. We're even floating over some ones from Answer Avenue that are over there. But there's also amazing writers such as Sadie Sin, who's going to be back on an upcoming show in February on intersex, Devin Desaad, Kimmy Kaboom, Katie Jane, Jean-Luc Gothos, Sydney Jones, and of course our editor-in-chief, our queen of the helm, Maribel Blue. So head over to kinkymag.com now. Hit up TPOK Network shows like The Third Rail with Preacher Bear and Cypress and Fetish Files with Antisocial. You can listen to all their great shows on TPOK by heading to Spreaker. You can find moi at thedrsuereview.com or, of course, at inbedwithdrsue.com or on Twitter at Dr. Sue. Spell out the word doctor or you will end up getting a woman who is in theology, which is totally different things. You can find Ashley at ashleyjill.net or on Twitter at ashleyjillpinup. And you can also get your stuff where at iwantashleyjill.com for your I Want clips.
I'm also doing a free live show on the 25th. Be there, be there, be there.
Yes, indeedy. This is what we're supposed to at the Tacoma Dome.
That's right.
At the Tacoma Dome. Yes, so be there. A live show on Christmas Day.
That's
you
right.
Lucky fucks. So, please enjoy the holidays as stress-free as you can. Remember, it's not about the shit under the tree. Try to be kind to one another. Support and uplift even those who may hate you because they need it more.
They need love.
They
love
do.
Love.
And if you can't do that, then remove the toxicity from your life. But don't keep fighting with someone.
No.
It only hurts you in the long run and drains your vibration.
Energy.
Yes.
Yes.
Continue doing you. Don't let anyone tell you that you are in any way wrong, because you're not wrong. You're never wrong. You're all magical. You're all wonderful. And I'm telling you right now, you all deserve to be happy. You deserve all of that and more. So until next year, until we are back with the delicious Evil Opal on January the 16th, I hope you all have a fantastic holiday. Please be kind to one another. And if you can't, call me.
Come sit by me.
That's right. Ow! So thanks, everybody. We will see you next year.
Merry ho-ho.
Aho. Bye.